Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
What was the last thing? The boat?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's talk of maybe bringing it to a museum or a brewery, or who knows? Maybe we should get that thing at AmFam.
Oh, let's not do that. Let's not work on that. We got enough to work on. Great stuff. I can rely on you guys every week for something special.
This is Brewers 360.
What do we got today? I don't know. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Big Fish Contracting.
Cano looks at second and the 1-2 pitch. Ground ball back up the middle. It'll sneak into center field. A base hit for Contreras. Streaking around third is Terang, and the Brewers lead it 5-4 here in the eighth.
And that's where it would stay. Brewers over the Orioles in the opening game of the series, 5-4. And the manager, Pat Murphy, on the line with us this morning. How about the day from Contreras, Murph?
Yeah, pretty special. You don't find many days where you're in that critical role behind the dish, calling every pitch, and then five at bats, quality, four hits, and a walk, and the winning hit in the eighth inning.
I know Contreras. You know, we talked about what is it? He has a fracture in the middle finger, right on his catching hand, and that's affected his offense as well. I know he did have a procedure. What, like took a shot in the finger or something to help? It feels like maybe that has done the trick.
Actually, it wasn't as effective as we had hoped. He really feels the same. It's an older injury. It's a fracture he had last year. And the issue is whenever it's very sensitive, the nerves are affected. And when it's hit a certain way, when he takes a foul ball and it hits his glove, or he swings the bat a certain way and hits the ball off the end, it's very painful. So he's lived with it. He's continuing. You know, he might have to have surgery after the season, or this will just continue.
Hey, Murph, over the weekend, I knew you commented after one of the games about, hey, you know, the team didn't spend a ton of money during the offseason as you were kind of going through the process with the roster and all that. And if you Google Pat Murphy and put up the news on it, one of the headlines says, Pat Murphy takes a shot at Brewers ownership for a tight budget during rough stretch. Another one says, Pat Murphy seems to call out Brewers ownership's lack of spending. Another one says Pat Murphy shades Brewers front office amid miserable offensive slump. Was that what you were doing? Were you calling out the ownership at all, or are these headlines just make-believe?
Well, I mean, I wasn't at all. I mean, I was just talking about our lack of depth right now. We've had a ton of injuries. Everybody knows that. You know, I wasn't trying to do that, but if it was interpreted that way, so be it. I mean, the fact is we didn't. But I wasn't taking a shot at anybody. That's not how we do business necessarily. You know, I wasn't saying, I wasn't really trying to do that, but I don't read it. So it doesn't affect me when, you know, if they have a problem with it, they'll come to me. They know how I feel about things, and they know that I was, you know, commenting on our depth because of the injuries that we have, and that we're not going to go spend a lot of money. That's not what we do. It's not who we are, and I knew when we took this job what it was about.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy is with us this morning. Some of it, too, Murph, like, I like our lineup. We got good guys in the lineup. It's a matter of getting some of these guys on track, particularly offensively. Churio's in the middle of a really rough stretch right now. What do you tell that kid?
Yeah, I mean, you say rough stretch, but, you know, he's an inch from being really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think what people don't realize, he's 21, and I said coming out of spring training, you know, he's still going to have some hiccups. They know how to attack him. They know how to kind of entice him to swing. He's so aggressive. So he's got to learn that lesson, and that's part of being 21 years old coming up. I mean, look at some of the young players that have come in the league. They all don't just dominate every single year. And that's the same thing with other. Ortiz has not put up good numbers yet, but he's in the second year as a player. And that's kind of my point. That's who we are. We go through these times where you're not going to, you know, you're going to have to wait for these guys to make some of these adjustments. And that's just part of it. It's part of having a real young club. And that is part of having you know, you're in a small market, and that's part of it.
Hey, Murph, on Saturday we had our WTMJ day there at the ballpark, and we had a tailgate and got to meet with a bunch of Brewers fans who listened to the station and listened to the games. And I talked to a gentleman who said he loved listening to you on the radio with us on Tuesday, and he had a question for you. He was asking that you used to wear number 21, and then Caleb Durbin came up, and he took your number, or maybe he asked you for your number, I don't know, and then you switched to 49. So his question was, how did that go about? Did Caleb have to ask you? And then what does 49 mean?
Okay. Well, really, Mark Canna was signed in spring training, and he's probably got 9.5 years in the big leagues, and he always wore number 21 and really wanted number 21. And I don't think coaches should worry about what number they have. And so I said, sure, Mark, if you want to wear 21, here it is. And he's like, well, I'll do something for you or whatever. I'm like, absolutely not. You know, like, that's just not something that I'm into. I just feel like it's the players first, especially when it comes to numbers, and they're the ones on the field all the time. So I gave up 21. Jason Schauger, our head of all our clubhouse equipment, said, what number do you want? You started here in 49 your first year. I said, Sean, give me whatever you want. What's most convenient, what everybody else doesn't want, I don't care. And so he gave me 49, and there's no significance to that at all.
He didn't mean 1949, Murph.
What's that?
He didn't mean 1949, right? He meant like you were 49 when you started?
You were number 40.
I'm like, Murph, I know you joke sometimes your age, but my goodness, I know you're not that old.
You're taking a shot at my age now. First, you bring up stuff I say in the paper that I don't mean.
Yeah, see?
You try to twist it into it. You're trying to get me in trouble with the ownership and the front right. office. Now you're trying to say I'm just too old.
never.
Hoping to clarify. were there any news items that you would like to ask us about now? I don't think we have anything particularly sexy to pass on today.
Well, you know, I don't really follow the news the way I should. I have a person that tries to inform me of big things, and who the president is, and whether or not we're, you know,
the governor's filling potholes today. If that helps you, he's going out on his pothole patrol. He is wont to do.
That's cool. Sounds like a really neat guy.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy with us live on Brewers 360.
Thank you, Murph.
Thanks, Kip.
Thank you.
It is 8:55 on Wisconsin's Morning News.